Good morning, everyone. Again, this is Larry, and it's the 27th of July, Tuesday morning. I'm very pleased to see Marcus taking the interest every morning in reading from the New Testament, and you can see those on Sermon Audio or YouTube. Every morning, and I'm thankful that God has given him the strength to read. We are going through some very evil times, and God said in his word that it would happen. Many times we have read through the 24th chapter of Matthew, and it gives the accounts that will happen right down to the end before Christ comes back. Christ also gave a prophecy of the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 A.D., but he didn't stop in 70 A.D. He kept right on going. And we have been given great promises. Jesus Christ said that, "If I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, but where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." And we're looking for that place, that eternal rest. Down here on this earth, we have trials and sorrows and pains, death and dying and destruction all around us. But in the New Jerusalem, we will have joy beyond all measure. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. So we're looking for that New Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, prepared for a bride. Jesus Christ did all the work on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, and he said, "It is finished." And he has given each one of his people the faith to trust and believe the gospel. So we're looking forward to his return, and eager anticipation for that day. But until then, the joy will go on singing. Until then, joy will carry on. Until the day he calls us home. God bless.